Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. We want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our program this morning. We hope that you will become a regular listener. At the end of the broadcast, you will be given the service times of our meetings at Harrodsburg, and we pray that you'll come and be with us at every opportunity that you have. You will always be warmly received. Last week, we finished up looking at the second coming of Christ, and we want to continue that by looking at the subject of the rapture. The theory of the rapture is one of the most popular aspects of the premillennial teacher. According to most dispensationalist premillennialists, this is the next event on God's agenda. We believe that the next thing on the program of God comes, the rapture, when He takes the church out of the world. This lesson is designed to show that the rapture theory is and how it is not consistent with the teaching of the Scriptures. What is the rapture? Well, the definition of the word rapture comes from the Latin word rapar, and is translated from the Greek word hapazo, which is translated caught up, as it's used in 1 Thessalonians 4:17. It means to snatch or catch away. Note, relative to Christ's second coming, it is the ideal that the living Christians will have their mortal bodies changed along with the resurrected dead and meet Christ in the air. The point of contention that this is the biblical concept of being caught up versus the premillennial concept of the rapture. Post-tribulationalists, one of the leading views regarding the rapture of the church is that this event will occur in connection with Christ's return to establish His millennial kingdom. This follows rather than precedes the time of tribulation according to the Millennial Kingdom, John Woolerberg, on page 248. This theory holds that the church will continue on earth until the second advent at the end of this present age, at which time the church will be caught up. Things to come, J. Pentecost, page 164. According to this theory of the rapture, the church will experience the great tribulation that will be caused by the Antichrist. Mid-tribulationalism is a compromised position between post-tribulationism and pre-tribulationism, has attracted some scholars who hold that the church will be raptured before the Great Tribulation, but not before some of the preceding events. The Millennial Kingdom, John Woolerberg, page 250. According to this theory of the rapture, the church will be on the earth for the first half of the tribulation, but will miss the second half of the Great Tribulation itself. This position is not held by very many of the dispensational premillennial ideals. Partial rapture. Only especially qualified saints will be raptured before the tribulation, and that others will be raptured during the tribulation or at the close when they qualify spiritually, from the Millennial Kingdom, John Woolerberg, page 250 and 251. According to this theory, good works are necessary to qualify for the rapture, seemingly to imply that one earns the right to be raptured. Of all the different rapture theories, this one is the least popular. Pre-tribulationalism. This points to the view holds that the rapture of the church occurs before the entire 7-year period of Daniel's 70th week and can be expected at any moment of any day, and therefore emphasizes the immediacy of the Lord's return. The Millennial Kingdom, John Woolerberg, page 251. According to this theory, rapture, the church will leave the earth and will be with Christ before the tribulation begins and will remain there until the tribulation ends. Of all the different rapture theories, this is the most popular. But I want you to understand that all of these rapture theories that I just gave you, you didn't hear one book, you didn't hear one chapter, and you didn't hear one verse. I quoted from men, because this is men's theory. There is no Bible for it. There is no consistent biblical teaching that can sustain it. What are the errors of the premillennial view of the rapture? Too many comings of Christ is the first problem. The Bible says that Christ will come a second time, according to Acts 1:9-11 and Hebrews 9:28 that we examined last week. The premillennialist has Christ coming a second and third time and tries to justify this by saying it is the second coming in phases. It is a matter of necessity that the dispensationalism should have these events divided into two phases, according to the Millennial Studies of G. Murray on page 131. We do the same for his coming for the church, then later his coming to establish his kingdom on earth. We put them both in one package. The rapture comes next, James McGee, page 7. The way that this is done is by making a distinction of two Greek words. Partial, the rapture, the first phase, this is the time the Lord comes for his church. Ephesian, the second coming, the second phase, this is the time the Lord comes with his church. The Bible makes no such distinction, friends, but in fact uses them to refer to the same event. The word brightness in 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 8 in the King James Version is epiphany, the word coming parousia. These words have reference to the same event. At the premillennialist parousia, Christ is to remove the saints, but is not to do any judging. In this verse, however, Christ is rendering judgment at the parousia. Obviously, this does not fit the rapture theory. The Bible teaches Christ is coming only once, at which point the end takes place, as we read last week in 1 Corinthians 15, 23-24. Next problem is, there's too many resurrections from the dead. Because of the misunderstanding of Revelation 20, verse 4-6, dispensationalists, by necessity, must teach a plurality of resurrections. Most teach that there will be three. Now, at the rapture of the church, the church is raised, and those in Christ, whether they are living dead in Christ, are changed, and they will enter the New Jerusalem. While at the Revelation, the Old Testament saints and the Great Tribulation saints are raised to enter the kingdom. Then we, who are told at the end of the millennium, the unsaved are going to be raised for the great white throne judgment. And this comes from The Rapture Comes Next, James McGee, page 16 and 18. The church is raised at the rapture. The Old Testament saints and tribulation saints raised when Christ comes to set up his kingdom. The wicked raised after the millennium's over. Post-tribulationism teaches only two resurrections. Saints raised when Christ comes to set up his kingdom, the wicked raised after the millennium. In Revelation 20, verse 4-6, this context is dealing with Christians who have been martyred. This is a picture of the victory of the martyrs underneath the altar that you can read in Revelation 6, verse 9, during the persecution of the saints in Rome. Those who had suffered under the great persecution of Rome are victorious in Christ. The cause for this, for which they died, has made them triumphant. And this is the first resurrection, that of the cause, not the literal resurrection. This is a spiritual resurrection, not a physical one. There is no justification for making use of bodily resurrection, except to fit the theory that the premillennial have. The Bible teaches there is only one resurrection from the dead, John 5:28-29. Jesus said that all the dead are included in the resurrection. There are two groups, the righteous and the wicked, but only one resurrection. Acts 24:15, a singular resurrection which includes the righteous and the unrighteous. Matthew 25:31-46, the judgment scene that we examined earlier, showing both the righteous and the wicked are there at the same time, implying that they will be raised at the same time. Dispensationalists use this passage to refer to the entering of the millennial kingdom, but it does not fit their theory. Both the righteous and the wicked are judged at the same time, whereas the dispensationalism has the wicked judged after the millennium. The passage they use to justify their position teaches the opposite of what they say. The nature of dispensational rapture is contrary to the Bible. However, in the rapture, only Christians see him. It's a mystery, it's a secret. The late great Planet Earth, Hal Lindsey, page 131. The passage used to teach this theory of the rapture is 1 Thessalonians 4, 13-17, but they violate the context. Paul is directing his thoughts to a problem that the Thessalonians had. They falsely believed that those Christians who had died would not see Christ when he returned. Paul is stating that the dead Christians would be raised prior to those living Christians to be with Christ, and that they would all meet Christ together in the air. Those who are not Christians are not even considered in his thoughts. Further, this passage teaches anything but a secret, not the mystery rapture. The Lord would descend with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God. There's nothing to surprise and a mystery about that. If anyone can interpret that this is to mean something secret, it is because the language is robbed of its meaning. That's what Millennial Study said by Gene Murray on page 137. So a review of what the Bible says will occur at the second coming of Christ. The dead shall be raised, only one resurrection. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18, John 5:28-29. The Christians who died shall be raised along with the wicked, and those alive along with the living at this time shall be changed, according to 1 Corinthians 15:51-52 that we read earlier. Context shows the references to the second coming of Christ. The resurrection is under consideration, according to 1 Corinthians 15, beginning in verse 12. That's the theme of that chapter, the resurrection of the dead. At the resurrection comes the end of all physical things, including the physical death. And that's according to Paul's own words in 1 Corinthians 15:26. That's the last enemy to be defeated. It shall be an event that everybody's going to know about. We read that last week in Revelation 1 verse 7. There will be a great noise. The earth will be dissolved with fervent heat. That's what Peter said in 2 Peter 3 verse 10. And we already read 1 Thessalonians 4:16. That it'll come with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and the trumpet of God. And at this time, the world will be judged, according to Paul in Acts 17, verse 31, and according to Matthew 25, 31 through 46, that we examined earlier. All those faithful Christians shall depart to be with the Lord forever, according to the teaching of the Apostle Paul, who wrote by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, 1 Thessalonians 4:17-18. The Bible likens the coming of the Lord to the bridegroom coming for his bride in Matthew 25, verse 1 through 13. Both the wise and the foolish heard the midnight call, verse 6 and 7. Some were ready, some were not, verses 8 through 10. Those ready met him with joy, those not ready received his judgment, verses 10 through 12. There is no phase of the theory that can support in the Word of God or that will stand in the light of Scripture reason that there will be ever a rapture. There is no such theory taught in the Bible. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-17, their text, their proof text, is discussing the second coming of Christ, and the discussion centers around those who are already dead before the coming of Christ and those who are alive at his coming, and to show that one doesn't have advantage over the other. It says nothing about a rapture. You may have seen these bumper stickers on cars that said, in case of the rapture, this vehicle will be empty. Such thinking and theories are foolishness. There will be no rapture. Rapture is a theory of the premillennial dispensationalist mindset, and it cannot be sustained by the Word of God. Nothing in Scripture can sustain it. Nothing confirms it, and no such teaching exists. We've examined the passages, and they clearly show at the second coming of Christ, that there will be one resurrection, there will be one judgment, and it will be for the good and for the evil, and the righteous will inherit eternal life, and the evil will receive eternal condemnation. That's what the Bible teaches, and that's what we preach, and that's what you should believe. The rapture, although it's fanciful, and maybe it makes good story, it cannot be found in the Bible. Therefore, we must conclude. It is absolutely false. Thank you for listening.